Welcome back to Dodger Talk. David Vasse with you until 8 o'clock. We will hear from you and your thoughts on everything that has gone down today as far as the penalties that were handed down to the Houston Astros. But first, I want to bring in a man that I believe is the most level-headed baseball writer in the country. Even other writers go to him for some sanity when they feel like they're too emotional. And tonight, I feel too emotional, so we have to bring in Tim Brown from Yahoo Sports to maybe bring some much-needed level-headed perspective to all this Houston Astros craziness. Tim, thanks a lot for the time. Appreciate it, and I mean it. We need somebody level-headed with all this emotion running high today.
Dude, I appreciate you soft-selling old. That's what I really appreciate.
Well, experience. How about that? Experienced.
There you go. We can hang on that for a little bit anyway.
Well, you're not that old. You know how to navigate Twitter. You could follow Tim at TBrownYahoo. So, Tim, obviously a lot of people in Los Angeles, emotional. They feel like they were robbed, and they also feel like the penalties handed down to the Astros were a little soft. Were you surprised by the penalties, whether it was too severe, too soft? What was your thoughts when all this came down?
DV, I put it in two categories. I was surprised at how harsh the penalties were on Jeff Luhnow and A.J. Hinch. I guess because we had heard the drumbeat of this was player instigated, player executed, things like that, I thought that MLB was sort of building up an alibi for why the penalties weren't going to be quite as harsh as we thought they were going to be. And as it turns out, Luhnow and Hinch probably paid with their careers for this. Now, in terms of the organization, for draft picks, $5 million that doesn't even register, that seems light to me. I think they could have gone deeper on the draft picks. I think they could have gone deeper on international signings and things like that to take out the organizational momentum, which I think was well earned. Now, Jeff Luhnow is a really good GM. A.J. Hinch is a really good manager, and the Astros have to move on without those guys, and I think that's going to sting. And so I think all in all, I think it was pretty reasonable.
Do you believe what was handed down today is a big enough deterrent to stop other teams from continuing to do whatever they were doing or possibly even thinking about doing what the Astros did?
To be determined. I think that I'm hesitant to go that far because I remember when MLB began the disciplinary phase of its PED testing, I remember the first penalty was a 10-day suspension, not even 10 games, 10 days, which is, for me, barely enough time for Winstrol to get up and working. And yet at the time, I felt like, well, this is the end of the PED era because the shame, the humiliation of actually being caught and suspended for quote-unquote cheating was going to be enough to slow down any sort of momentum that PEDs had gained. And I couldn't have been more wrong. It was basically the beginning of the steroid era. Guys did not care about the quote, my definition of humiliation. So we'll see. I do think people losing their jobs, if you're a hitting coach or a bench coach and you look down the dugout and see something that could result in your next job being a substitute PE teacher on Long Island, maybe it acts as a deterrent, right? I mean, if you're never going to work in baseball again, if that's going to be the penalty, then maybe it does. But I think that players will generally seek whatever tiny little advantage they can get. And human beings, we're all really good at rationalizing. What we could rationalize away as a half an inch today becomes an inch tomorrow, becomes a foot in 6 months. And I do think that's good because we're all basically such knuckleheads. But I don't know. I mean, I think that guys losing their jobs is probably something of a deterrent. I think the fact that we glossed over the players may may mean we're going to need some more time on this thing.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought up the players, because Carlos Beltran seems to be at the center of all this. And yes, he was a player at the time, but now he's in a power of position as a manager with the Mets. Were you surprised that he did not get suspended at least even 10 games?
I think if you go to Beltran, you have to now go to, you know, the rest of those guys. Do you go to Altuve? Do you go to Bregman? Do you go to Springer? Do you go to everybody on that roster? Do you start banging guys and then chasing guys who don't play for them anymore and chasing the 25th guy on a roster in 2017 all the way into 2020? You know, I don't know how you go there. I think the more important thing for Beltran right now, for me, 2 months ago, he publicly said that he knew nothing about this. Today, he was a star in this 9-page document put out by MLB. So I think that's his biggest issue, that he is now starting his career as a manager in New York, having told a lie. And I think that is the thing he'll have to answer for. But again, I go back to your original question. I don't know how you chase down what probably turns into, you know, dozens and dozens, maybe even 100 guys who may or may not have known or may not have participated. I don't know how you do that.
Tim Brown from Yahoo Sports is our guest. You can follow him on Twitter and read and find those links to all his great stories with great perspective at T Brown Yahoo. And another guy that's being chased down is former Dodger, former Astros bench coach, and currently the Red Sox manager, Alex Cora. Do you believe that it was convenient for Beltran, Hinch, and Luhnow to point the finger at him because they're no longer on the same side? Do you feel like he is going to be the scapegoat?
Yes, I do. I mean, you just had to read the document and see what investigators believed Alex Cora's role was in all this. If you were looking for the conduit from the players, the staff who set these things up, the almost where the idea germinated, and the link to the Hinches, et cetera, the Luhnows, they seem to paint Cora into that corner. And I don't know how you read this thing and not believe that Alex Cora is probably looking at a suspension for at least as long as AJ Hinch got, pending the outcome of the next investigation into the Boston Red Sox. So, you know, if he gets less than a year, I'd be shocked. I think the Red Sox have to be planning right now about who the next manager is going to be, if that's going to be Ron Renicky, if it's going to be somebody from outside the organization. The writing's on the wall. This is basically, in my opinion, MLB giving the Red Sox a heads up, hey, you ought to start thinking about who's going to be on your top step next year.
It's hard for me to believe, though, Tim, that Jeff Luhnow and A.J. Hinch had not as big of a hand in this as their bench coach. It's hard for me to believe their bench coach was the brainchild of all this, was allowed to just do whatever he wanted without the approval and blessing of two of his superiors.
Wholly agree. Wholly agree. But, you know, if you believe MLB, they talked to, almost 70 different guys, and they came away with this impression that Alex Cora was basically the ringleader of this.
It'll be interesting to see what happens with Cora. You're right, after all this. And, definitely the Red Sox may be looking for a new manager. Tim Brown from Yahoo Sports is our guest. One other layer to all this, Tim, talking to Dodger players that played in that World Series against the Astros, they don't believe they deserve the World Series trophy, but they do believe, with the evidence that was found and shown in this report today, Major League Baseball came up short by not vacating the World Series trophy and taking that away from the Astros after the evidence proved that they were doing everything not only in the regular season but also in the postseason. Are you in favor of that, and were you surprised the trophy was not vacated?
You know, I think the Dodgers and, you know, name your teams from the 17 and 18 seasons, the A's, the Rangers, the teams who lost to the Astros along the way, either in the division or in the postseason, have every right to be really mad. You know, I don't know. Does it help if a championship is vacated? Does that make, you know, November 1st, 2017 feel any better to those 25 guys and Dave Roberts and that coaching staff? Does it make a difference? Do they care? I mean, should they care? Is it important now? I think that, yeah, they ought to be mad. You know, I talked to Dave Roberts a little earlier, and I asked him the question, what felt worse, losing the World Series or finding out 2 years later why? Hmm. And he just laughed. He said, it's a great question. I'm driving. I can't answer this.
Don't make me swerve off the road.
But I think it's, you know, I think it's really difficult because, you know, they played hard and they wanted to win a series and all the decades that they're carrying with them at Dodger Stadium without a championship, and to learn that, you know, it wasn't really a competition, that there was something working against them. Now, who knows what the rest of the world is doing in terms of their own strategies, but, you know, certainly if the Dodgers were on the up and up, and we've no reason to believe they weren't, they have every right to be disappointed and to be angry.
Yeah, the players I talked to, Tim, I would say they are angry and frustrated because they believe they had maybe their best team in the last 30 years that season.
Yeah, they were, and it was a terrific series. I think, you know, one of the interesting things about that postseason is, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I want to say that the Astros were, I think, 8-1 at home, and something like 3-6 on the road.
Yeah, Alex Wood was the only pitcher to beat them at home.
Yeah, which speaks to, you know, just what the Dodgers and other teams were up against that October.
Tim Brown from Yahoo Sports is our guest. Before we let you go, Tim, looking at your Twitter and read your story today online at yahoosports.com, you went out to the California Strong celebrity softball game yesterday. What was it like out there? Did it have the same feel that it had a year ago?
You know, DV, I'm such a sap. I love those stories where people are actually trying to help people a little bit, you know, so I try to make a little time for those because I think there are good people in the world trying to do good things. I do think last year that same game felt like it was played amid this crisis, right? The shootings and the fires, and it felt like this scramble to just try to reach out to people who in that moment were really hurting. And I do think people are still hurting a year later, obviously. It felt calmer. People didn't seem quite so wrung out. I got the sense that what they're doing is planning for the next thing. You know, I mean, there's always a thing. That's how life works, I guess. Earthquakes and fires and floods and tragedy and all. And so I think what, you know, the California Strong thing is trying to do with Yelich and Moustakas and Goff and I'm missing a guy.
Yelich,
Ryan Braun,
yeah,
is to make sure they're, you know, that they're making a difference. You know, maybe it's $100,000-$200,000 at a time, just making sure people are eating and sleeping in a warm place and paying their bills and stuff. I think it's really sweet.
Well, you can read all about it online at yahoosports.com. Tim Brown was out there, and see, you calmed everybody down for the last 10 minutes.
See, so I feel much better, TV. Thanks for letting me get all this off my chest.
Oh, people are riled up, so they're going to call in after you, and we're going to get all emotional again.
They should be riled up. This is terrible, man. This is really terrible. And I hope that, I mean, just beyond the Red Sox and the Astros and stuff, that we can start believing in these games. And that, you know, without that, I mean, what's the point? What are we all doing out there if we can't believe in the final score, right?
Let the players decide it between the lines. Get rid of all this other stuff that people want to insert. Yeah, they want to insert themselves and let the guys that work their whole life decide these games. Tim, you're the best. Can't wait to see you. Hopefully see you soon. And we'll read you online, yahoosports.com.
Looking forward to it, DV. Thanks, man.
There he goes, Tim Brown, one of the best, maybe one, I don't want to say the best because there is so many, but he definitely is in the upper echelon of baseball writing and storytelling. And you could follow Tim at T Brown Yahoo. And he posted a story during our interview, or Yahoo did it for him, whether or not Mike Fiers is a hero or if he's a rat. And honestly, Mike Fiers is the guy that got this whole thing started. He reminds me of the Jose Canseco role in the steroid era. Without Jose Canseco writing his book, A Tell-All, baseball probably would not have taken as much action as they did because of the way he exposed them. And Mike Fiers did the same thing. So for me, Mike Fiers is a hero and not a goat because he had enough. And honestly, it's the Astros' greed for continuing to do the sign-stealing, even to a former pitcher. Why would you do that, especially with so many guys changing teams? So for me, I'm not upset at Mike Fiers.